Religious duties. We believe that Almighty Allah does not command His servants with any duty before He establishes evidence on them concerning that duty. Likewise, He never commands them to do something that is beyond their scope or capability, because it would be unfair to impose upon a weak or an ignorant person, who has not shown shortcoming in seeking of knowledge, a duty that is beyond his or her scope. As for the ignorant, who have made short the seeking of knowledge of religious laws and duties, they are definitely responsible in the view of Almighty Allah, who will punish them for their failure to do what ought to have been done. Actually, each one is required to learn the amount that one needs from religious laws. We also believe that it is unavoidable for Almighty Allah to commission His servants to carry out certain duties and legislate for them a body of laws that achieve success and prosperity for them, guide them toward the paths of goodness and permanent happiness, and show them the ways of probity. Through such duties and laws, Almighty Allah restrains them from whatever brings about corruption, harm, and a terrible end, even if He already knows that they would not obey Him, because such do's and don'ts stem from His kindness and mercy to them. The servants of Almighty Allah are usually unaware of most of their interests. They also do not know how to attain prosperity in this world and the next. They have no knowledge of much of that which causes them harm and loss. Almighty Allah is indeed all-compassionate and all-merciful in His essence, and these two attributes are parts of His absolute perfection, which is His self-same essence and which can never be separated from Him. His servants' disobedience to Him and non-compliance with His commands and warnings do not cancel out His kindness and mercy.